trying to figure out what the holding call on Danny Trevathan was. Do you have any?
You know, we turn in calls we don't agree with, but like I said, we're not able to discuss those, so that's one of the calls we'll turn in. You know what? I haven't talked to Greek early this morning. The information I know up to now is it's basically a lot like the situation we had a few weeks ago. He's being evaluated. We'll see. They don't think he did any further damage, you know, but did he have a setback or whatever? That's what we're trying to evaluate right now. So it'll be a day-to-day process.
I
don't see TV copies that, you know. So, you know, I sat with Akiba on the plane coming home last night, had a long talk with him. You know, he's wrong. He needs to stay out of the situation, you know. It hurt the team. He knows that, okay. But by no means did he have any – I'm convinced that he had no intentions of poking anybody in the eye, okay. So, I mean, that's where we're at. The league is reviewing the situation. I know John has, I think, talked to them while I've been in meetings. I've come straight from meetings to you guys. So, you know, I'm going to know more here in the next hour.
You're just interested in the dynamic of it. Because he leaves the game after the poking, but then he came back in for the field goal. Is that just the usual substitution?
Or? Yeah, I mean, he's part of that group, so yes. We're just waiting to hear back from him, period. You know, the situation's under review, like I said. I know John has had a conversation with him, and I'm sure I'm going to know more about that conversation the minute I leave you guys. I have not been upstairs. I've been down here with the guys.
Anything on DeMarcus? Did he have MRI?
I don't want to talk out of turn. I've been brief with Greek. You know, when I hit you guys on Monday, I've been with the players most of the time, and I just know basically he's had a setback similar to what he had before. But they don't think there's any further damage. And, you know, we got to see how he comes out of it here over the course of the next couple of days. You know, I mean, obviously he couldn't go. It kind of happened right at the end of the first half. So we'll see.
Is it the concern that?
Yeah, there's concern. Yeah.
2 weeks off.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, there's concern. And, you know, I know he wasn't feeling very good after the game at all. And I talked to him via text, kind of bus to bus, when we were coming, you know, from the airport back home last night. He told me he was feeling better. But, you know, we start over today, and we'll have to see, you know, how much ground we can make up.
How concerned are you with the defensive penalties?
Yeah, I'm very concerned, you know. I mean, we have statistically, we've got the number one defense in football, but we're also the most penalized, you know. So, got a great thing going on. We got something that needs to get corrected. And we got to find a way in the second half of the season to turn that around. That starts with me and Wade and the coaches and players' responsibility. You're going to have some penalties at times, but you can't have selfish penalties that hurt the football team. And that has been addressed, and we will go to work on getting that taken care of.
Can you cut those penalties and maintain that fire, that level of nastiness that's defined?
Oh, we're going to maintain our aggressiveness. I tell you guys that all the time. You know, I mean, they're penalties you watch as a coach. You know, just take this game, for example. I think we had four penalties going into the last drive. Four penalties. That's a dang good football game. That's pretty good, you know. And we get four, five in the last drive. So, that's extremely disappointing, you know. So that's what has to stop. But we're going to maintain our aggression as a team. I don't ever want to take that away. But we've got to make sure that we're thinking about the team in every situation, everything we do.
Just to be clear, that Talib was trying to push his helmet away? Was that his intention?
My understanding is that, you know, they were jawing at each other. He went to pushing, which he shouldn't do anyway. It doesn't matter, okay? And then, obviously, you know, his hands are inside his face mask. So, but I'm convinced, and after talking to Akib, I mean, that he had no intention of poking anybody in the eye.
Would you tell the players about the game?
You know, I told them why we got beat. You know, we got beat because we didn't play well. You know, you go through statistically just about every category. Special teams, we did some good stuff, made a big play that got our football team going. Offensively, played very poor in the first half. Played really well in the second half, you know, except for the turnover at the end. Defensively, I thought we had ourselves in position to play well. We had them in some tough third downs, but, I mean, they're 12 of, 17, 19 on third, 60%. We give it 27 first downs. You know, the facts don't lie. I mean, we didn't play well as a team, and, yet we still had a chance to win the football game with 5 or 6 minutes left. So that's a disappointing thing.
Is your really impression that Luck was better on third down than some of the other guys because he was willing to stand in a little longer?
Yeah, and he made some plays with his feet too, Jeff. You know, I think three of the conversions were him moving with his feet. They kept himself very manageable in what they were doing. And no bigger conversions than the end of the game. I think, three of them just on the last drive. So, yeah, that's been a strength of ours as a football team, and that's something that we did not do well yesterday.
You had run the ball well in back-to-back games. What happened yesterday, and did that force the – I don't say you abandoned it because you were behind 17-0. Did it make it hard to stay committed?
Well, I think we were aggressive with some of the things we're doing, throwing the ball in the game in the first half, which was planned. I mean, it's what we wanted to do, and we had some opportunities to really make some big plays, and we didn't. And then you look up and you're down 17 points and you're out of whack, you know. But we didn't run the ball well. I mean, schematically, I go back and look at some of the things they're doing. I didn't like them. You know, we didn't execute the things we were doing. CJ had a couple of nice runs in the third quarter there that, you know, we were pretty balanced in what we were doing and moving the football. So, you know, obviously it was a step back, you know, from what we had been doing the last 2 weeks. So, you know, we need to get back on track, excuse me.
Talk about the discipline issues on defense. On offense, you've had 17 drops. Is that in a different way also a discipline issue? A lot of those passes are catchable. They're not.
Well, I think, you know, when I look at the first half, you know, I just told the players this. Some of those plays would have been great plays, you know, but that's – we wouldn't win 7 games if we didn't make great plays. So we expect to make great plays too, you know, not just the average plays. So, you know, I think we had 4 or 5 drops. A couple of them were easy catches, in my opinion. I'm thinking of 2 as we speak, and about 3 of them would have been great plays too. But we got to make those. You know, that's why we work every day to make great plays. You know.
With Vernon, he got 9 snaps. Part of it was when you fell behind.
Well, he needs to play more, and he will. We had him involved early in the game. You know, part of our aggression early in the game, he was a big part of. The ball didn't come his way. You know, due to coverage or whatever took place. But we were trying to get in the ball. We got a matchup we wanted one time that we'd worked all week, you know, getting him on a go route on the safety, you know, that we missed. I think you know what play I'm talking about. So there was a conscious effort to try to get him to football. But as we got going fast, started doing some of our no-huddle stuff, which him being here a very short time was hard to keep up with. So we stayed with OD, and OD played extremely well, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Vernon was on the field when you go back and look at it. So our tight end position was very productive yesterday.
What does it say about Owen that, you know, you bring in this hired gun, we kind of read into it that maybe he's going to take Owen's place as the receiving?
Well, I think he knew we were trying to get him some help. I mean, he didn't read anything into it. He prepared to play this week, and, you know, as we got into our two tight stuff in the football game, the matchups became a little bit different, you know, as far as what OD was getting compared to Vernon. So those are things that can happen advantageous for your football team, and he was able to take advantage of them last night.
Was the go route to Vernon one of the plays you turned in?
As far as the defensive holding, we turn in a lot of plays. Can't talk about them, remember?
I got to ask it.
That's all right.
See if you'll pay the fine.
On TJ's hit, he was upset afterwards.
Yeah, we'll wait to hear back from the league. I thought TJ did what you teach. You know, you get your head out of the play. You come in there with your shoulder. You come in at the chest level. You know, we felt like he did what he's asked to do. So we'll get a, you know, get the reaction. You know, I don't know, Mike. You know, I don't know, Mike. We'll see.
Gary's a halfway point. Mm-hmm. And I know you're talking about a loss, but 7-1 at halfway point, what's your...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of great things going on, but, you know, the room for improvement is big, in my opinion. You know, I mean, I think we can, you know, I just told the offense, you know, we've won 7 games and we haven't played a turnover free football game. I mean, that's hard to do. So we can improve dramatically there up front. I think we can continue to get better. We get Vernon involved with what we're doing defensively. We played great football. We need to, you know, play, you know, more disciplined football in situations. Special teams, I think we showed last night, we can make some big plays. With what Omar did and what we've done, I think we're capable of that. So it's going to be a big second half. You know, we're nicked up right now coming out of this game. We got to get healthy, and I got a big division, you know, rival to start off with. So be a big second half. We got ourselves in position. Now it's time to go play well.
You brought up the turnovers. How do you correct the interception issues that have happened?
I think the last one was really tough. Without me sitting here going through all of them, I mean, it's just a conscious effort. I mean, as coaches, you got to look and say, okay, you know, why did we turn the ball over here? Maybe was it the call I made? You know, is that not something we do? You know, so you got to look at it from your standpoint, and then, you know, Peyton's got to look at it from his standpoint. And then sometimes when bad decisions are made with the ball, receivers got to break it up. You know, so there's everybody's involved in that. And I think those type of things are like anything else. You can get hot not turning the ball over and go a long period of time too, and we need to do that.
Garcia got more snaps at right guard for Lou this game.
Yeah. Well, Lou was hurting a little bit, had some things going on, so, you know, we played him a little bit more. I think Max is playing well in the run game. Needs to improve in the pass game. It's a lot of stunts and those type of things, but he's got a bright future. He's getting better every time he goes out.
Last one, Nicky.
Do you think he's Omar more? Yeah, Emmanuel, a little nicked up his ankle last night coming out of the game. But Omar's been working hard. He's probably as healthy as he's been all year. He struggled a little bit there for about a month, and I think he's fresh, and it showed last night.
Okay,
thank you.